Okay, hold on. Hold a waiter.
Minimum wage.
Minimum
plus
wage
tips.
Plus tip. Okay. At Cozier AML in Montreal. Okay.
Did we say this is how you get bank? Like you can make a lot of money?
No. We said this is how you get in jobs.
Oh,
The caption says how to make bank.
It's called clickbait.
We didn't write that caption.
We didn't write it. We give credit to Montreal Blog because we did not write this one. Because if it's about bank, well, I'm just going to close this down.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here's the thing. If you a new grad, that is bank.
It is. Yeah. If you a new
like
grad,
40,000, 45,000 new grad. I mean, that's not what I was thinking.
No.
Not when I graduated.
No.
Yeah, I'm not mad at Montreal Blog for pointing us to some jobs. Like,
no, that's
shoot,
good.
Not,
I mean,
I'm
opportunities are good. I mean, you could just post that on our Empower Hour page. And Montreal's Jazz Festival, Francos de Montréal, plans to return this fall. So details will depend on public health measures, but outdoor events are in the works. Okay.
That's why you have the jobs at Toulouse Montréal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Montreal International Jazz Festival, the Franco de Montréal, are hoping to return this fall after being forced to cancel last summer and the one coming up due to the pandemic. Organizers are planning to hold both virtual and outdoor shows. Sorry, what were we going to say?
Can we call it the Dudu Boissel Festival instead?
That'd be dope.
Sure. I mean, hey, call it what you
Black
want.
Black man started this.
What do you mean? He started it, he found it, it was crazy. Like,
yeah,
to know
call
it was just
that.
Jack, just kind of wild.
I like the Jazz Festival. I'm just like, yo.
We could call it the Dudu Boissel Jazz Festival.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
What we should.
Yeah, like with that Dudu Boissel Jazz Festival. Yeah, all right.
Too.
I'm feeling that.
Okay, so DDB Jazz Festival.
Hey,
girl.
We sounds
go.
Like porn. DDB.
Why did you have to do that? Yes. You know,
well, I don't want it abbreviated.
It's a family show.
Is it? Show. Oh, okay, sorry.
I mean, Jesus
all right, we're transitioning people.
Oh, so how?
What happened?
What happened to that?
Oh,
like that?
Come on, Farrell. Oh, jeez, Louise.
If you
what's
don't.
Happening? Oh wait, is this it?
This is the beauty of life.
Nah, I gotta reel that.
Sleeping all day, chief and rolling, 50 old gangs, about to lose it. The body's on fire. Ooh, let me long till you get tired. Ooh, baby, you got what I use a real one, I'm inspired. Break me off and get you, get you. Body, use it, sex game, stupid. That body's on fire. Ooh, let me long till you get tired. Ooh, baby, you got what I want. I use a real one, I'm inspired. Break me off and get you, get you.
Instrumentals?
Yes. Sir.
Microphone check. Are
ooh,
we back?
Wow. Oh, Jesus.
Yes,
my
we're
ears.
Back.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
We're
all back. Right. We're here back. We go. One mic, two mics, three mics.
That was Ari Lennox, BMO, Break Me Off.
Gina was bussing moves.
Jamming,
yo.
Son. Jamming. Mm-hmm.
Bussing moves. Y'all should be watching this.
I'm excited for Gina's segments because we hear the days that are coming up soon.
Hey, <I'm Carol's> favorite. But this week's affirmation is don't take it personal.
Baby, Monica, baby, baby, yeah, baby, baby.
Don't take
baby,
it personal.
Boom, boom.
Oh, okay.
Boom,
talking boom, about the ad-libs,
all right. All right, sorry.
So I came across this because I was shared a TED Talk and the subject of the TED Talk was don't take it personally, and how our ego doesn't like criticism, and so you take everything personally, and sometimes however someone treats you, sometimes it has nothing to do with you. It has something to do with how they're feeling.
Absolutely.
And just know, someone's problem with you is just that. Their problem.
Exactly. Yeah, I just did a video on that.
It's their problem.
It's also none of your business.
It's also none of your business. Don't let it change your energy.
Amen.
Don't let it take your shine. So in that TED Talk too, they mentioned about the fact how we have 50,000 thoughts a day, and only 10,000 of those thoughts are positive.
Oh wow!
Really?
Ooh, right.
That's sad.
Interesting.
Isn't it though?
That's super
sad. And that changes your energy and all these things. So in this week's goal, like I'm a TED Talk fan, and I put the link in, and we'll share it. But and maybe next month I'll do like the same way how I'm doing Days of April. I'm gonna do TED Talks.
Do Days of May too. Yeah. I like these.
I don't like them at all.
That's why I like them, because you know.
So this week's goal, I have the TED Talk. It's by Frederick Imbo, and how not to take things personally. And it's really interesting because he is a speaker, like a public speaker. Thank you. Jeez, I got stuck on stupid there for a second. But he's a public speaker. But he went in and took a job as a referee for soccer, football, right?
Okay.
European soccer. He's like, he didn't do it for the money because you get 20 euros a match. Like, that's not paying your bills.
Ouch.
But he said he did it to have to learn not to take things personally, because if anyone gets the short end of the stick during those matches, it's the refs. And you're being told all kinds of things. And he's just like, it has nothing to do with you as a ref. Mm-hmm. He's like, and you know what? Sometimes it does. And then you have to have some introspect.
You mean nothing to do with you as a person.
Yeah. Because no matter what, you're going to upset one side of the crowd.
The coach, the crowd, the players, everybody hates you.
You can never make everybody happy. It's just life. You know what I'm saying? You know? Absolutely.
And you get called out. You get called out by the players, and they come at you on these things too. So he's just like, it was really a learning. It's really learning.
Wow. I love that. That's deep.
I found that brave.
Yeah.
Because, man, I'm not trying to be no ref. I'm not trying to.
I'm saying they get it really hard.
They absolutely get it.
They get all kinds of stuff.
He's hacking life right now. That's
100%. Absolutely. Yeah. 100%.
So chapeau to him on that.
What?
And maybe one day I'll be a ref. Just have to yeah.
You should, G. I think you'd be really good at it.
I'm gonna see a light skinned guy get on the ice and
ref it up
against the MTL ads.
I don't understand how you can legally fight in hockey. Does it make sense to me? Bad sportsmanship.
Yeah. It's not the objective. The only sport that the objective is not to fight, that you're allowed to fight.
Yeah, exactly.
This in and of itself is just mind-boggling.
It's weird.
Yeah.
That's how boring the sport is.
Yeah.
I think that's my opinion. You gotta make it exciting.
The opinions baseball expressed on the Empower Hour.
Trust me, you got these hockey fans like, what?
What?
Love
Listen,
hockey.
I don't have to like everything.
Take out fighting out of hockey.
Watch how many fans
I know. You are right about that. Because it's the thrill of that fight, right? You are right.
It's bad.
Isn't that with any sport, though? Take out the fighting in any sport?
There is no fighting in any other sport.
Outside of boxing.
And MMA.
NBA. Like, all right, fight.
Sometimes in the NBA. No,
no.
Football.
No. You fight in the NBA.
Y'all can tell me straight. They know.
Steven Jackson, Ron Artest, they got a year suspension.
Yeah, but yeah, because Ron Artest beat up that guy. Like, he really
No, but the NBA doesn't play. No, Gino's right on that. They don't play.
Okay, they don't joke around with that stuff.
All
right. Thanks for educating me. Mistress did not know.
You could get fined for cussing, son.
Yeah.
If you cuss.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
So moving ahead.
Don't rush me, eh?
Wow, because there's more.
There's mad more. So I'm just
okay, you're gonna have to yell.
No, I'm just saying.
No need to scream this morning. I think there was no need to yell.
He put up his mic too.
Yeah, I think he turned it up. There was no need to scream. Okay.
Turned it up.
Thank you.
Let me turn down a little bit. Okay.
Rude. Let Gina continue, please.
Cool. Yeah, we got a business zone. We got all kind of okay, things. I'm looking at this time. I don't know what we went in this morning.
But you talking though.
I know.
Yeah. So
you need to cut it. I miss these people.
Yeah. So days in April, today is Earth Day, but let's push that to the weekend when it's warmer.
Call that snow day.
It's not it.
Snow day.
April 23rd, tomorrow, is National Picnic Day.
Woo!
again, we are going to we're going to push that back to when it's warmer.
Yo. P, are you going to go have a picnic?
No, keep going.
So rude.
I want more enthusiasm.
I know. You got a picnic with your family. No. You're so rude. No.
And I think if we go into history, I think picnic is something racist.
It is.
No, that was debunked.
It was debunked.
Whatever.
Uncle Wesley helped me with that one. He's just like, no.
It actually comes from the French word pique-nique.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's actually like...
Yes, Kaya, with the background. I love you guys, man. Hilarious.
Give some background in case people don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
People used to say on the internet, there was a video that went viral that talked about the fact that picnic came from pic... an N-word.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and then it was a kind of like an activity that racist bigots did back in Southern America, precisely Virginia, where they would go around and be allowed to just pick N-words and shoot them. Mm-hmm. And so it's absolutely not true.
Yeah, all right.
Mm-hmm. I'd be the first one to be like, yes, it's true. Let's go.
Yeah, I know you would.
Do a live or
Daily
something.
Would do a live on it. A whole hour about that. Bonjour le monde. Bonjour tout le monde. Yeah, I watch you all the time. Exactly. Yeah. Hey,
I love it.
All right, Gina, April
24th. April 24th is Arbor Day, so tree planting day. I like
Come on,
that.
Like trees. That you like trees?
Why is Trish in my sauce?
Like, yo, she like got trees? Excited. She's smacking Farrell. Yo, trees.
You like pointing him. Do this one.
Her beautiful nails in Farrell's face. Yo, trees.
You love him.
And just for you, Farrell, I made sure to keep this one on April 28th. Oh, man, is National Blueberry Pie Day.
Yeah. Popcorn. I'm bringing in a blueberry pie next week. We're going to celebrate. Next week is April.
Why does that day even exist?
Yo, exactly. Jiggy, you didn't hear my rant.
Why?
I didn't even understand why enough of these days exist.
Oh, my goodness.
It's next Wednesday. Day.
Oh, my God. We have to.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to get a blueberry pie just for us.
She's legit crying.
It is so fantastic. No. I love these days.
I'm so angry when I hear
Oh, my God. I'm coming in with a blueberry pie.
Wait, I'm going to say this, though. It's next Wednesday. I'm
going to tag all of you guys. Well, yeah. Gina,
I'm going to do this.
Yeah, I'm
going to
do
blueberry pie.
You're not going to eat no blueberry pie?
Guys, I'm trying to segue you guys out of this right now.
But I'm just saying, I have a...
Kaya, blueberry pie.
In the context of the movie American Pie, what does this mean? Egyptian gods summoned from heaven. Blessed, dressed
in only go yard, homie go hard. Yes. As you guys heard that intro,
next week is the blueberry pie.
This is the OFC Business Zone. This is the OFC Business Zone. For those who do not know, the OFC stands for One Full Circle.
Oh, Lord.
We are the Melanated Community Network, where we focus on bridging the gap between the French and English speaking Melanated community and just generally bringing you to that black. Excellent.
Farrell is forcing to say that so hard because we're all here cackling at Blueberry Day and all the other stuff.
No, I refuse.
Farrell is freaking forcing. Welcome to this.
I refuse.
That came out hard.
Yo, I had to segue you guys out of that.
Kaya, Blueberry Day next week. Just letting everyone know. Okay, sorry.
I'm just saying, there's mad important things going on in the world. Shit.
And we need to be able to laugh.
And have something sweet like blueberry pie.
Exactly.
So look. Jeez. So Queen Kaya, do you want to intro this awesome guest that you had here? Because Kaya, you on with us? Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here, y'all. So the recording that you're about to hear is myself interviewing one of Montreal's newest business owners. Tova Wine, and she's going to blow you away. She actually has a business that's going to help us put our lives back together before summer comes in. So check this out.
So Grand Rising, Tova, thank you for coming in today and joining us and coming to share your different wealths with us. We know that you started a new venture and we love to hear about it. So please tell us about your newest venture.
My newest venture, good morning, is JE Organizing, which is a small business that I've just started. This new venture of mine is very passionate. I'm very passionate about because I know there's many people who struggle with clutter. So my decluttering and organizing business helps to really help clients develop a more efficient way to live without feeling overwhelmed. Because many of us are always overwhelmed. You see a bunch of clutter around. You don't know what to do with it. Mm-hmm. And that's where I come in. That's where JE Organizing comes in.
Yes. I talked about the business actually a couple of weeks ago. I just mentioned you briefly and I said, you know, I wanted to let them know I was bringing you guys on because there are so many people that struggle with the, and I call it the spirit of hoarding. Yes. And I feel like so many of us pick up these hoarding spirits. Yes. So knowing that so many of us suffer with this, the way that you came about with this business, why did you feel like this was something so important?
Well, I always, from my child growing up, I always had this thing of seeing things in order. I love seeing things clean, in its place, only because I find it brings a sense of like calmness. And for the last 2 years, I was able to work along with other close friends and family members to help them with their own spaces.
Yes.
And realize what actually the change it was making just to offer that extra hand, just to put things in order or to pick up things and placing them, helping them sort through their stuff. Because a lot of people look at things like junk or garbage, and a lot of things that people have in their homes are sentimental things.
That's very important, right?
Absolutely.
So how do you go about, once entering a person's home, determining, you know, what is junk, even though it may have sentimental value, and what is not? How do you walk people through that when it's hard for them to detach?
Right. So what happens is, part of the process is with JE Organizing is I do my free consultation with you. Mm-hmm. And through that, we look at and we talk about and discuss the area you want to work on. Mm-hmm. The first question I always ask the person is, are they ready for the process? Mm-hmm. That's the first thing, because it is a process. And I know that it's hard for many people.
Yes.
Because they do have a lot of stuff that to them, you know, they're personal, they're sentimental. So it's not about, they're not considered junk as many people may seem to think. So when I approach someone and we're doing, for example, a room and there's things there, mm-hmm. we work together to sort through the things, to look through what they have. And it's about questioning the items that they have there as well before we actually put them aside to either recycle or garbage or to keep.
So how important they are, and put things in the order of importance so that you can know what you're keeping, what you're not, and how you're going to organize what you have.
Right. And we have to assess what it is, and we have to label that box so they know where to reach it if they need to actually find it, right? Because it's one thing to say we're keeping it, but you also want to remember, you want to keep in mind that people want to keep those things close to them. Mm-hmm. And that's where, the labeling comes in, and, of course, storing them in a place where they can see them so they don't feel that it's actually gone. Then that it's still there.
I love that. I love that, because that's the thing, right? Because people are like, where are my things? Oh, no. But
yeah,
that's the fear of actually why you don't want to be like, oh, I'd rather just do it myself. I don't want people to come into my home. But having a person like you come in and show them sometimes I think would jar that in their memory. Like, you know, listen, I do love this item.
Right.
But people don't, no one understands it. So maybe I can take this piece and put it in my bedroom.
Right.
Rather than having it sit on my kitchen table.
Right.
So I love the fact that you come in and help them, I guess you would say, assess the need.
Of course.
Or the importance of the items. I love that.
Yeah. And I also make sure to tell the clients that, you know, because a lot of times I find that when I meet with clients, the first thing they say is sorry. Sorry, my place is a mess. Sorry, I'm disorganized. It's too much. I'm letting you know. That's the first thing that that I find very common with a lot of clients, is the first thing they say is sorry. And it's not something to be sorry about, because, you know, making that first phone call, I acknowledge how hard it is already to ask someone to come in to your private space to help you, you know, navigate through, I wouldn't call it the mess, but through
your
clutter.
Obstacles, through
exactly. And the obstacles that you're facing every day, you know? So I'm very conscious about that. Coming from my mother, who JE Organizing is actually named after, she's my primary motivator for why I even started this business, because coming from someone who has been struggling with this problem for years on end, and even with my services and helping her, it is still a difficult process. So starting this business it's really, really important to me, because I know there's many people like her
yes.
who have a lot of stuff.
Yes.
You know, and they're there, and it's not necessarily junk. Yes. But they're just overwhelmed.
These are my belongings.
They're there. Yeah, exactly.
I own a lot of stuff.
Exactly. They just need someone there to actually coach them on, to support them, and to help them navigate through all of that, put things in order.
I love that.
Yeah.
I think that is genius. And I think that when we can use our elements, the elements that we have around us in order to make a business, a hobby, something that we can grow into, that's something right there that is a skill in itself. And
absolutely.
So because now you know how to talk to the people,
yes,
because you've experienced it firsthand.
Yes.
You know how to be relatable to them. You can understand, like, you know, like you said, you don't got to say sorry to me,
yes,
because I already understand what
exactly.
this is, and that's why you called me here.
Yes.
So I'm down. So
yes.
Let's do this.
Right.
And I feel that I love that. So what would you say to anyone right now that may be hesitant about getting some help?
Don't be, because you're not the only one, you know. If you're dealing with JE organizing, you're dealing with someone who is aware of the struggles that you are having.
Mm-hmm.
You can be guaranteed a service that is going to be tailored to your needs. You're guaranteed to be very happy when the service is complete, because not only that, you'll feel free from the clutter or simply some things that are just disorganized, you'll feel a sense of
compassion. Yes, and
you know?
empathy. Because you're a person who's very empathetic.
Right.
You're empathetic of the person's struggle on what they're going through already. So there's no need for the extra stuff. So I love that. So the service that you offer.
Yes.
Tell me how it goes on a when you first meet the person. Okay, aside from the when you assessing the products and stuff like that, how do you go about it? Is this like you just come in one day and boom, knock it out, or is there a process where you come in and maybe survey the area? How do you do this?
Right. So you reach out to me through IG or through email. So
what's your IG if you want to plug that right quick?
Yeah.
For me?
So j.e.organizing with a Z. Okay, that's for IG. And if you're emailing, it's j.e.organizing@gmail.com. I am working on the website eventually that will come through. But, you know, it's a small business, trying a little thing. It's going to get there where there'll be a website up and running.
No, sister, you are not trying a little thing. And it is not a small business. This is a big business because they are just starting out. However, they give an excellent service, and it's a very big relief. So this is a service that a lot of us need. I'm actually going to employ her for her services myself. I have a back room that needs tending to. So I want to get some things in order. And I think that will help me maximize like what I'm actually doing with my stuff. I haven't even broke out a lot of the stuff that I have. So I'm happy that you came up with this business. I'm very proud of you.
Sorry, I lost off track, but sort of services and stuff. So how it works is once you contact me through the IG or through email, the first step is consultation, which is free. Consultation, when I come to your place, it lasts about 30 minutes to an hour. Mm-hmm. I can answer all your questions. I look over the area you want to work on.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about your concerns, what ideas that I have in mind to transform your space into something that is workable.
Mm-hmm.
From there, we also discuss things that are needed. So if you need extra bins or extra baskets or things to create that space, that is something that we do discuss. That is not included into my services, but it's something that we discuss. If you do have material on hand at home already in that space that we can use and salvage, that is fine.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing I look forward is to saving my clients money. So that is to use what they have in their home.
Yes.
From there, we assess, we look at the hours, the approximate hours needed.
Mm-hmm.
I give you time to think about it. And then you reach out to me to let me know if you want to go ahead with the service. We book a date and then I come in. Now, in order to do the, to complete the service, when I do come in, keep in mind that it's a minimum of 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So most spaces do take that amount of time. People underestimate the time it takes. They try to run around this whole thing of an hour job. It's not how it works.
Yes.
So minimum 3 hours, we
yes.
get the space done. If it goes over those hours, there are things that we will discuss.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And that's Sounds like a great deal for me. So I can't wait to see what you can do. I also heard a little birdie told me that you do a little interior decorating too. So if you ever need like it to look a little fancy and stuff, she knows little stuff. She knows little tricks to get you fancied up.
Some ideas. Yes.
So thank you so much for joining us today, Queen. Thank you for sharing your talents and your abilities with us.
Thank you.
Because we know as a people that we all struggle with this, the spirit. So we need as much help as we can get. I'm clearing out of our spaces and packing light.
I agree. And please don't hesitate to reach out to me on IG at j.e.organizing or by email j.e.organizing@gmail.com. Thank you for having me.
Oh, and the Empowerment Hour. Thanks you. Peace.
What?
I love that. Oh. Yeah.
Woo!
Woo! Go Kai. That was good.
That was great.
Shout out.
No, and actually, that's a service that I need in my life. I definitely want to get rid of some clutter. So
she declutters and cleans up.
That's basically what I understood. That's
pretty dope.
Yeah, that's really lit. Kai, that's a good look on that one. Kai, you still with us? Every time I always wonder if we lost Kai. I think she's with us. I'm not too sure. I think she's still
in spirit.
Yeah, basically. She'll chime in if she's ready. So let's segue right into our next segment. Get this volume up on this. Get this playing here. And boom.
Welcome to the OFC Community Updates. Bringing you the past, present, and future community news.
You get to sing it. How come you get... I knew you just put it in there so I couldn't ask if I could sing it. I'm just saying.
Every week, guys?
Every week.
Because it's my last child syndrome.
Oh, my gosh. It's so clear
It's
now.
My last child syndrome, I swear.
My.
Everything has to be my way or you know what? It's hell for everyone.
Don't I understand it?
Just all you stuff.
Not personally, but
I know.
You know. So OFC community updates.
Yep.
Last week, you had your part two workshop with Demos Kratos. The subject was running as a candidate.
Yep. Yeah. Dope. Dope. And again, I gotta give a huge shout out to Tanisha Valiant and her team at Demos Kratos. For just every week, just taking the time to come out and just share with the community around this topic of politics, all different. We've been addressing different aspects of it. So this coming Sunday is going to be the last of our three-part series, and it's going to be mobilizing the vote. So, and basically, in essence, like we've been just the first one was just understanding the 101 of what is politics, the different levels of politics, understanding different terms and stuff like that. Yesterday, like we said last week, was running. So for people who are interested in getting involved, like we went into a little more detail about what to expect, and now it's about mobilizing the vote. But I think it's just important to remind the community that one, politics is super important. Like it manipulates this game of life. So if you want to change the game, you got to play, so to speak. So we definitely want to encourage, and we want to let the community know that we're there to support. If people do want to get involved, one of the hardest things at times is just mobilizing volunteers, mobilizing funds and stuff like that. So what we're doing is just giving you that support. If you are interested and you want to get involved, know that you don't have to do it alone and you're a part of a community that we will mobilize and come together to give you that hand. You know, so that's basically that's what the purpose is. But this coming Sunday, I want to encourage everybody join. It's from 7 p.m. to 8:30 on Sunday. We do it live on our Facebook and members are able to join also on the Zoom and you guys can ask questions and different things like that. But yeah, it's pretty awesome.
And where can they find the recordings afterwards? As well?
So we have them. We keep them within the OFC group. So you could just check them within the OFC community group on Facebook. And we also post them on the OFC link as well. But again, you have to be subscribed. You have to be a subscribed member so you could get access to the stuff that we have kind of behind the scenes.
Well, that's good and that's important. We talked about politics this morning, right in the headlines, and so it's about getting informed and moving in an informed manner.
So I have to take and give a moment of silence to Victor Saint Martin, who passed away. It was like 2 days ago. Wow. Well, we call him Uncle Victor, and he meant a lot to the Caribbean cultural community here. Like he was very involved in Cara Fiesta and stuff like that. I like to tell the story. Like, he was instrumental in my wife and I getting married, actually.
Nice.
While we were courting.
Yes.
I remember I was at one of their houses for a lime. And it was the first time meeting Uncle Victor. And he shook my hand, squeezed it a little bit, kind of hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Pulled me close. And he's like, in this family, we get married. I was like, oh.
Well, then.
Say less, my friend. I was like, thank you. Like,
thank you very much.
I get it. And then from then on, it was just like I knew where I was going, and you know,
nice.
So I was
very nice.
I'm happy to have had
that
handshake and those words of encouragement.
Of course.
Who knows where I'd be today, you know, if it wasn't for my amazing wife. Shout out to So I got to give a shout out to Uncle Victor for that. What else do we have going on? I forgot. Oh yeah. Okay. So, as you guys know, I sit on the board of directors for the Sommet des Jeunes. And there's tons of different initiatives we have going on, but one that's really cool is that we have an initiative to help 50 youth who have dropped out of high school, to get back into school. And we have tons of different incentives and different things to motivate them and to encourage them and to support them in the process of completing school. And I think that's pretty awesome.
Really good.
But what we're doing is we're looking for a teacher, somebody from within the school system, preferably high school, bilingual, to join our committee. So if you are out there and you're listening and you're interested in this initiative, we need your help. And I understand everybody's time is tight. So we meet once every 2 weeks, and our meetings are compensated. You're paid for the time that you spend. Mm. So, you know, so it's not like, again, I feel time is the most valuable thing that we have, and I think people really take it for granted.
Absolutely.
So, you know, and in this circumstance, we're not doing that. And so we want to invite any teacher who's listening, who's interested in getting involved and helping us with this initiative, please reach out. So you can just get in contact with me. I'm all over the place, Facebook, whatever. Also, for people who might have dropped out of school and went back and completed, we would love to hear from you as well. To know, like, what were some of the limitations? What made it hard for you? What helped you to be able to come back and finish? So that we could see how we could put that in place to help more youth and stuff like that. So these are things that, you know, this is just call out to the community. So if anybody is listening and available to help, or if you know somebody, please share the word for us. That'd be greatly appreciated. Next. Oh, new business alert. Big shout out DJ Storm. Woo! So she has a new lip gloss that's out. So this is what I love about
Who's DJ Storm? You have to tell the people if they don't know.
Yeah.
DJ Storm is okay, everybody knows Auntie P, Pat Dillon from Boom Boom Time. Well, DJ Storm is the DJ from that show. What do you
mean?
It's
her daughter. Say it properly.
Well, why are you putting all their business out? I just
don't know why Trish is yelling at me every. Okay, all right. So no, but it is Pat Dillon's daughter. Pat and Wayne Angel.
Of course, yes.
It's their amazing daughter Storm. She's very innovative. She has big bashment parties every year for her birthday. Huge promoter in the city. And, you know, she's trying to get a job, but the struggle is real. You guys know COVID and everything. but she got entrepreneurial, and she dropped her own line of lip glosses.
Nice.
So they're going to be available for sale and curbside pickup on May 2nd. So we'll continue to plug it and promote it. And I'll see if I can get her to give us a call next week to talk about her exceptional new business that she just launched. That's me on this side.
Oh, okay. Well, I came across something called BIPOC, BUIPOC. It's a pop-up market that's going on currently, April 16th to the 24th. It's for Black, Indigenous, and people of color, virtual pop-up featuring 20 amazing local BIPOC businesses. So go ahead and check that out. And as well as the third part of the Politics 101 going on this Sunday, the subject line will be mobilizing the vote.
Like that. I like that. All right.
So, hold on. I want to get this ad in here. And I was just trying to see, because as we're getting ready to go into the Kaya segment, I'm like, I love Kaya.
Oh, boy. And Farrell leaned into his phone. I seen him. I was like, what is he doing over there?
Okay, hold on.
By that God.
I was being a nosy neighbor.
Yeah. Okay, wait.
We'll work on that, Trey.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I'm going to catch it. They're rubbing off on me.
CKUT is hiring a spoken word coordinator. Do you have a passion for storytelling and amplifying perspectives outside of the mainstream media landscape? Are you interested in working at a collectively run, independent community radio station?
What do I have to do?
CKUT's Spoken Word Coordinator is a full-time position starting June 1st that is responsible for the coordination of all CKUT's spoken word programming and is part of CKUT's Collective Management Committee. The position is 35 hours a week, pays $18.36 an hour, and applications will be accepted until 9 a.m. on May 3rd, 2021. Please visit
CKUT. Are we on the air?
Yes, we're on the air.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Grand rising, everyone.
I love it.
What's going on with y'all? Yeah, everything good?
Regular things, you know.
Everything's good.
Just here. Just doing a radio thing, you know.
So I feel like this week there was so much just chaos. There was just so much, so many deaths, so many... But then it was just highlighted by so many victories. And I just want to say how proud of us I am. Mm. So my first shout out has to go to Gianna Floyd. And she made a statement after her daddy passed away. And she said, "Daddy changed the world." Mm-hmm. And he did. He did. And I'm sad that it had to be in this way. But we want to send lots and lots of love out to this queen, because we know as she gets older, this day will be monumental for her. So we sending that love to her. Now let's get into it. Let's get into it. So, you know, I like to talk about the verses.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Method Man and Redman. Method Man and Redman.
Ooh, Method Man.
They showed up and showed out, y'all.
Yes.
Did anybody watch this Versus?
Yes.
I didn't see it.
I did.
I watched it specifically for Method Man.
How did you not find it? On Instagram Versus?
No, it's not on it. Is it on Instagram?
Yeah.
I watched it on on YouTube because it was live.
Like that, I just watched it on Instagram.
Yeah, I watched it. I watched it.
I thought they moved it to Thriller or something, or Triller or whatever.
It was on my YouTube and I was like flaunting over him.
Can you send me the link?
Meth.
Thank you.
Oh, Meth. Meth is 50 years old. That man is so fine. Okay, I'm sorry.
This is Kaya's segment.
He is. That was exactly what I was about
to
say. He's
so fine.
Besides the couple of scattered grays
that
are in their facial hair, am I wrong to say that Redman and Method Man look exactly like they looked 20 years ago?
Yes, 100%. They totally do.
Hold on. Even better, because now they're not really doing as much stuff as they used to. They got muscles.
Yeah. You know? You ever see Method Man's workout videos? Child. Hello.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Pharaoh Interior, like, can you guys get on with it?
I've never seen it. It's impressive, yeah?
Yeah, I've never seen
Method
it.
Method Man is fine. Like, huh. Anyways, it's early.
He's hot and bothered.
So, very much so.
Shout out to Wendy Williams for, you know, being able to be acquainted with Method Man. I'm jealous.
Me too.
Even though they'd like to deny it, but I'm a girl. Mm-hmm. You're a lucky
Really?
Person.
Wendy Williams?
Yeah, when they were younger.
Really?
They got together. It was a one night.
It was a big fight after her movie, actually. His wife went off on a whole tirade about why she shouldn't have said, because it wasn't nothing, and he doesn't even really claim it. But turns out he actually does admit it. He's like, well, you know, it was what it was. We had a lot of high nights. We were doing stuff.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so they are, I think, somewhere in the ballpark of like anywhere between 44 and 50. Mm-hmm. And they look really good. And other celebrities and other celebrity news, 50-year-olds are on the rise right now. Did you see Erykah Badu's birthday shoot?
Yes, she did amazing. Looks so nice.
Holy. Did y'all see this?
Well, I'm pulling it up as you speak. Erykah Badu.
Erykah Badu looking nice.
Came ate the whole shoot and left no crumbs. None. She looked amazing.
You said it's her birthday shoot?
50 years old. Yeah, 50 years old.
Say less. I'm pulling this up right now. Mm-hmm.
She looked good. She looked amazing. She always
did. Oh, wait, hold on. It might not have been.
It wasn't her birthday because she's a Pisces, but it was one of her.
She just had a birthday, but she did a shoot.
She just did a shoot, and she looked great.
Right, and the shoots, they're just like, you know, she looks fabulous at 50. So we just want to give shout out to that queen because she looks amazing. And, you know, Erykah Badu, I actually revere her because, you know, she's into the polyandrous lifestyle. So she is a woman who has many husbands. And, I really love that about her. I love that she's so strong and fierce. And if you are a person who loves incense, Erykah Badu actually makes an incense that is
scented. Smells like her.
Yes, smells like her private parts. So yeah. You would actually, you know, we should buy a pack and try it out as a team and see what we think.
I'm down. What?
Okay.
I'll take your word for it.
Whatever. I don't think I want it, but, you know.
You guys are haters. I'm down.
The men could try it.
Me too, Pharaoh. Yeah. I want to know.
Yeah,
me too. Really? I want to know what that's.
Yeah, I want to know what her, you know.
If she made an incense,
what her fragrance smells like.
I want to know what's popping.
Yeah, I know what her fragrance smells like.
It makes me feel sick, so I want to see.
Yeah, no, I'm done.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm going to spray it on. What? You guys see I'm going to come in? You guys like, ooh, you guys smell great like Tia Heat. I'd be like, yeah, it's Oda Erica.
I don't know, boys.
He said he wearing Tom Ford.
Exactly. You're with that. That's a whole different ballgame there, brother. Wow.
Yeah.
He said. Oh, goodness gracious. Okay.
So,
well, then.
This is the year that we celebrate the life of Prince.
Yes.
This is about 5 years of his passing. So we just want to send a huge shout out to the icon.
Amen.
Dang. He is so missed. And Prince very much stays alive in my family. My niece Corey is a big fan of 1999, and she just calls it music. She's like, if you play 1999, she goes, oh, it's music.
Aww.
She loves Prince. So every morning they play this at their house like 50 times on repeat. And my sister often posts a story where Corey is playing the song and dancing to it at like 7:30 in the morning, and she's dancing like she's working out. And Kayleen puts up, "Send help, please."
I love that. That's so sweet.
So Prince is ever present in our lives. He represents something so grand for my niece. So I just want to give a shout out to the icon today. Mm-hmm. We love you, Prince. Shout out. We know that he made some huge contributions to the music industry, the film industry. But in his days before he passed, you know, he shed some serious light on global warming and chemtrails, and told us some things that we might have needed to look for in the future, because he says that as a child, he knows that they used chemtrails in order to poison the people and make them fight each other and to make them angry. And not too long after, he was dead, you know, and conspiracy theorists would say that they killed him because he said those things. But I think Prince, he shed some serious light on us before he passed away. And I think that was kind of his gift to the world. So just sending some love today. And on my last note, Meek Mills, I don't know what's going on with this young man, but I am loving him more and more every day. We haven't heard a lot of music from him lately, but we see that he's putting in a lot of work out there. Mm. And Meek Mills just took some of his money and bought his grandmama a new house.
Oh, hey. I love that.
Yes, sir.
The house is so beautiful. I can't believe. Now, I don't think he didn't think about her being a little bit older because the house has stairs in it.
Okay.
But did he buy his grandmama a fly futuristic home somewhere where, you know, God forbid she ever goes to her glory, she'll be somewhere beautiful and comfortable and taken care of? I'm so proud of this man right now. I go, oh my gosh, wait. Okay, so here's the best. I wanted to say this. Mm-hmm. So he got this house. She looks super comfortable in the house. But when she starts talking about, you know, the stairs, like, well, how am I supposed to do this? They're like, no, grandma, we got something for you. They have the elevator chair in the house.
Oh, I love that. That is so sweet. That is so amazing. He thought of everything. Oh, I love that. That's so sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I want to just say that this is the energy I think we want to be showing our mamas and our grandmamas, you know, after carrying the weight of the world on our shoulders. The best thing that could happen is that your offspring love you and care for you properly the way that you need when you can't do it for yourself. So that's the energy that we're putting out right now. We know that the older people are under attack right now. So we just want to say that we love you guys and we're going to try our best to help you guys and love you guys because you guys are still people and we love you and we're trying to keep you here as long as possible. So treat your elders good and love them because I'm telling you, they going to keep the government out your house. That's what that is.
Grannies be doing that.
They do.
Yeah, we need grandmas, and we're lacking right now. So that's my piece, you guys.
Yes.
There's one thing, Kaya, that that we didn't touch on, is Black Rob.
Oh my goodness! I'm sorry. I have so many notes that I feel like my time is sometimes a little bit limited. Black Rob, who passed not too far from DMX, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We know that Black Rob had a song "Whoa," and it was a big, it was one of the biggest songs of its year. And Black Rob apparently, allegedly, passed away penniless.
Yeah.
Wow.
I feel like this is an ongoing theme for Puffy and Bad Boy Records.
Mm-hmm.
But they say that he's going to attempt to rectify by paying for the funeral, which I think is too little too late. And I always say he's Mr. Day Late, Dollar Short.
Yes.
But they say he's going to pay for the funeral. But I think that when artists pass away, that they need to sign over their royalties to their children so that they could have money.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's totally necessary because, you know, these record companies spend a lot of time jerking these artists. And if they don't have the right representation, they're not making any money. So I think that this was one of our wake up calls, another wake up call for the music industry to, you know, own your masters.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Be in charge of your music. Those things right there are things that you can just, you know, just to avoid this type of stuff in the end, to make sure that you're actually getting what you're supposed to for your talent, for your gifts.
And what artists could do, like, shoot, take that proactive approach, like DJ Khaled, put your children in as writers.
Right. Yep.
Like,
yes.
They're getting checks
ownership.
From small.
Yeah. Ownership.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's a...
Black ownership is a reality that needs to be addressed sooner than later.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful.
All right, so as we segue out, I got too many things playing at the same time. What's going on here?
Yeah, there's so much stuff. Are we still on right now?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Pharaoh's just working on his segue moment here to give the appropriate drop.
I was trying to save this awesome background music for Trisha's segment here.
You could play it. And now it's time for Coffee Conversations.
Okay, so until you start, let me just say this. So, LeVar Burton was actually named one of the guest hosts on the new Jeopardy.
Oh, wait. Well, because you're right now, you're talking on Trisha's intro. That's
sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. Say what you said. No, it's okay because I think that's important because he's melanated. Go say it. Say it. I know what you said. Say it.
LeVar Burton was named as one of the guest hosts on Jeopardy. So please, we got to make sure that we
tune in. Definitely. I was like, numbers. Say that. Absolutely.
Who is that? That's
Reading
the guy
Rainbow.
From
Reading Rainbow. Come on, it's guys. In a book. It's Reading Rainbow.
I knew it was Reading Rainbow.
Pharaoh. No, you didn't. You were just testing us out, right?
I just, for those who are listening, who are like, who is
always,
this guy?
Always trying to test us out.
I'm
always.
Just saying.
Anyways, it's time for Coffee Conversations. So this week, I'm giving you guys scenarios because last week I realized Pharaoh couldn't get through it. Gina was texting like, Pharaoh, come on, you're supposed to do this. And Thierry and Kaya, Thierry wasn't here, but Kaya was good with it too. So I'm going to give you guys some scenarios. Okay. I'm only giving you guys 30 seconds to answer because we're running out of time, all right?
All right.
Are you guys ready? Everyone ready. Has to answer, okay? So this is specific scenarios. I wanted to hear how you guys are going to deal with it. So your bestie comes to you, you know what I'm saying, and they're like, yo, I'm feeling that I can rap. You know what I'm saying? And they're bringing you their CDs and they're like, yo, yo, detergent and soap, my sweater, my coat, all kinds of stuff that just don't go together, right? I need you to tell your bestie they can't rap. Pharaoh, I'm starting with you. I'm going to go around the table. 30 seconds, P. Come on, let's go.
Wait, so I'm telling my boy he can't rap?
Yo, he's like, yo, 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 large rap, like something crazy, like grocery stuff.
Yeah, no, well, I have no problem telling a person they're not good.
Tell me, but I'm your bestie. I can't rap. Tell me that I can't rap.
You see, this scenario, I have a problem.
Hurry
with
up. Jeopardy, we just talked about Jeopardy. Hurry up.
Yo, you can't rap. I just have a hard time because I don't see myself saying that. I don't see myself telling my boy he can't rap.
Gina?
Here's what I'm going to say.
Okay, I'm going to go quiet next.
I'm going to just say, hey, keep working on your craft.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Here's the thing. I've been fast to judge people, and then they put work into it.
Okay.
And then they came out with fire. I was just like, wait a minute.
Okay.
Prove us wrong.
Okay, it's been 15 years they've been trying this rap thing.
No, now you add in.
Yeah, of course. I'm allowed. No, it's my coffee conversation. I'm allowed.
15 years, I say, you know, don't quit your day job. Mm-hmm. But keep doing what you do.
All right.
You love it.
All right. That was 30 seconds. Kaya, how are you telling your bestie it's not for you after 15 years?
This is a moment when you need to be able to look at my face, but beans, you can't. I would say to my friend, baby, you got to take that back to the lab. You want me to write something for you? I can write.
Okay, exactly. I like that. Okay. Thierry.
I'm a pretty straightforward person, but I believe in not breaking.
Tell me
dreams.
That I can't rap right now.
I would say, Trish, I love you.
I love you too.
You look gorgeous.
Thank you. You too.
If I was you, I would either double down on this career full time or I would try to explore another avenue because you are as good as rapping as the Journal de Montréal is as good as reporting the news.
And I would give you a hug for that.
A hug? Would you?
I would, because it's honest. All right, next scenario. Without offering a mint or a gum, tell your coworker their breath stinks. Pharaoh.
God, Trish, you serious? I'm walking away. Why am I? I'm
tell
not.
Tell them
saying,
their breath stinks.
Oh my God, I'm not doing that, Trish. I'm not telling their breath.
Farrell's no good at this game. Gina.
No,
I'm gonna ask him to get out of my personal bubble.
How? Foremost. Say exactly what you would say.
I've literally told the supervisor that.
So
I was like, I literally said, you're in my personal space. I'm gonna need you to back up. Because he was like on my shoulder. I was just like, son.
Was his breath funky?
He had coffee breath. But I didn't tell him his breath stung.
That's what I'm saying.
But I would offer, I'd offer
you can.
A refreshment.
This is not, I said, without offering a mint or a gum. That's the first thing I said.
No. Okay, I'll just tell him, get out of my personal space. If I don't know you like that, if you my friend, no, 100%.
Coworker. This is a coworker.
No, well, if you my coworker friend, I'm going to tell you what it is. If you just my coworker, get out of my personal space. That's not my business.
All right.
You should be able to smell your own breath.
30 seconds. Kaya.
Babe, let me smell your breath. Oh, no. look
That's
here.
You? That's you?
You're not going to be able to be in my face disrespecting me with that. You're going to have to take care of that.
Disrespect.
Oh, my! I love it. Thierry, my darling.
That's an easy one. I've actually done that one. I've actually masterfully brushed my teeth and like literally had mouthwash and all that stuff. And then I went to work and I went, are you a good friend of me? And then the guy's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I need you to be a good friend. He said, all right, I'll be. And I went like in my hand. I said, does my breath stink? And then he went, no, it smells perfect, actually. And I said, what about you? And then he did the same thing. And I said, oh, no. I said, yours does.
What kind of lead up?
I swear. It worked.
I love that.
And never happened again.
Kaya saying something. Kaya, what are you saying?
Yes.
Kaya, what did you say?
I just spit coffee everywhere.
She said she spit coffee everywhere because of that. That was a good leader.
That
good setup. Pharaoh, you have to answer this one.
Oh,
all right.
God.
Tell one of your friends, not your bestie, who just tried out a new potato salad recipe that they're proud of, that the raisins in it
no.
This ain't tasting right.
That's what you're going to tell your friend.
That's
what you're gonna tell your friend. You can say, this ain't tasting right.
This ain't tasting right.
This ain't tasting right.
That's
what he's gonna say, folks.
He's looking up, thinking.
You're gonna tell.
You know, I'm gonna be.
Are you gonna screw up?
I'm gonna be a little ambiguous.
It's not tasting so right.
Something like right. You know.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
G.
Nope. you are not invited to the cookout.
Really? But they brought it to your house.
No, and I'm like, thank you. It'll be in the fridge for you when you leave.
Mm.
Oh. You don't put raisins in potato salad. I take food very seriously. Okay?
As all of us do.
I mean, yeah, you eating it?
No. Okay, hell no. Then. You know me. I ain't eating that stuff.
I'm not going to put you on blast in front of everybody, but I'm like, nobody here eats raisins in the potato salad.
Okay. All right.
Nobody.
Kaya?
I'm gonna just say, hey, those look like roaches. We're not putting that out.
Like Country Wayne, he would beat the roaches.
I look like roaches. I'm not putting that out there. My guts is gonna leave.
My guts are gonna leak.
Think this is a prank for sure.
Mm. Okay.
I would do like my son Shiloh. When Shiloh eats and doesn't like something, yes, he looks at me in my eyes and just picks it out of the plate and puts it on the side of the plate, like slowly. So I would start eating the thing. I would look at them and slowly take out
this
the.
This is hilarious.
Look in your eyes.
You guys are killing me right now. All right, last scenario. So your friend wins the lottery, $5 million, after you gave them $2 to buy the ticket.
Oh, wow.
They tell you they're only giving you $222 back.
$222?
You gave them the $2, but they won the $5 million. They're only giving you $222 back. Is this a discussion? Are you happy with the amounts, or are we discussing it? Like, I gave you the $2 for this.
Wow.
P.
Bro, I'm blessed with the two bills. Like, I can't look in your pockets, bro. That's your winnings. I should have bought a ticket myself.
Okay.
I can't be blessed with the two bills.
You're
thanks
blessed
the
with the $222 because you got your $2 back plus $200 on top of that.
That's what I'm saying. I might watch you different, a little different, but I'm not going to look in your pocket.
You're going to be like, thank you for my $222 because those are angel numbers.
You
okay.
You know, thanks.
All right.
Just pay off the mortgage, please.
If I gave you the $2, that was your $2 to do what you want.
Get
with
what
it.
You want.
So okay. That's not my business. And $5 million, the way my family's set up, I can't give you more than $222. Mm. That $5 million is gone, like after taxes.
Right.
We ten kids. I can't even break everybody off with a mill. So you gonna take this $222 and you gonna like it.
Okay, you're gonna like it. Gonna okay. Like it. All right. Kaya.
I'm sorry, y'all, but they can keep the $222 and hold his ass whipping.
Because they're only giving you $222 out of $5 million.
You play with me and insult me that way. I cannot buy marijuana with that. You can have to come up for some more money. You at least cover my reefer bill for the year. Yeah.
At least a stack.
So it is a stack. So that's what you're telling them?
That is insulting. That's even more insulting than the $222. What do you want me to do with this? No.
So that's the conversation you're having with your friend. Okay.
We won the lottery together.
I gave you. Okay, that's what I'm saying.
We won?
I won?
Yo,
I missed the last go crazy.
I heard we won.
But that's what you're gonna call. I'm actually with her. It's her $2.
We won.
It's
not
her $2.
I gave it. Kaya, I am with you, queen. Terry, my darling.
I want half, Edgy.
All right, $222 out of $5 million. And Rebecca's like, listen, I'm giving you back the $2, and they're hype about it, and here's $200. What is your response?
I would take him to a restaurant that I would insist on paying, and then I would take him through a long monologue where at the end I would say, you know what my mom always told me? If I did you wrong, God punish me. Right. If you do me wrong, God bless you.
God bless you. Right.
Exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So I'm figuring you guys handle these scenarios pretty well. We're going to do another round next week. But that was this fun edition of Coffee Conversations for today, guys. Thank you for playing. That was fun.
Yeah.
That was fun.
I'm never
borrowing any money from anybody.
Especially not Queen Kaya.
Did you use that $2 for your mortgage?
Kaya.
That's my house now.
Especially Kaya.
Our house.
You bought with my $2. Yo,
is that our sandwich? Is that what's happening?
Listen, Kai, I'm with you, okay? I am with you on that one.
I never heard
it. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Thanks.
You guys are funny. Oh, man. We got 3 minutes left, guys. So how are you guys feeling about today's show?
I was awesome. I'm so blessed to be back. I've been away for a while. I'm seeing the energy still there. I missed y'all, man. This is great. This is blessings.
Nice, nice.
Awesome to have you.
It feels nice to be all of us together. I mean, yeah, Kaya, you hear the Fab Five. We love it.
We are the Fab Five.
Well, six with Bobby. I mean, hold on.
Oh, with Bobby.
Of course, DJ
yeah.
Bobby Payne.
Yeah, DJ Bobby Payne. On no, normally on the ones and twos. So big
yeah,
up, DJ Bobby.
Yeah, big up. Yeah, I know he's gonna watch this. So big up. All right, P.
Yeah, no, today was a fun show. Come David, have a good time and just, you know, community. We thank you guys for supporting. Thank you for continuing to tune in with us and definitely just check us out. And right now, the OFC, we're doing a push. If you want to get in contact with us, just register ofcnetwork.com.
And Queen Kaya. Kaya, my darling. Are you there?
Oh, I was muted, y'all. Sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm just asking how you feeling about today's show before I do our sign-off.
I feel like this show was amazing. It was super funny and enlightening, and I hope that the people loved it and that they're smiling on their way to work.
Awesome. Well, as usual, I like being in you guys' presence, and this was a lot of fun. But Kings and Queens, this was the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are now on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., available live on Facebook at MTL Empower Hour. Hopefully you got your dose of entertainment, enlightenment, and empowerment. This episode is possible thanks to the awesome people of CKUT, the OFC, the Pub St. Pierre, and to our amazing team. People, I am Miss Trish. Stay blessed, black, and highly favored. Thank you for listening.
Hello.
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.